You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Cleveland Indians edition. I'm Anthony Cashmas, joined by Jordan Bastian. We're going to talk Tribe, talk about a team that made a late push in the American League Central. Had a really tough go of it in the first two games of a big series against the Tigers, though. So it's kind of they're in that position where every loss feels a bit like a dagger. Every win feels a bit like you're right back in it. They don't have much room for error here down the stretch. And Jordan, a big part of that, obviously, is Corey Kluber. They really need this guy to be the guy he's been most of the season. His last few starts have been a little shaky by his standards. His start against the Tigers on Labor Day particularly was, there's a lot of labor involved in that day. So, as he gets past that 200-inning mark, somewhere he's never been before, obviously, there has to be some concern just about fatigue. I know he won't admit it, the team doesn't admit it, but I'm sure that's in the back of everybody's mind.
Yeah, definitely. And I think what's interesting is, you know, when you talk to Kluber, he does, first thing he says is he's fine. He doesn't feel fatigue. But in speaking with pitching coach Mickey Callaway, he said, you know, that's to be expected, that the pitcher is always going to say that he feels fine. And he probably does feel fine. But, you know, when you are approaching that 200-inning threshold for the first time, you know, a guy that pitched around 150, 160 innings last year between the minors and the majors, missed time because of a hand injury. So this year he's really getting into that full deep season, you know, and could be coming up to 220, 230, you know, that really impressive workhorse range. You know, for the first time, he's going to be dealing with fatigue that he may not really realize, you know, where it could be affecting his mechanics, where he might feel physically fine, but maybe he's dragging a little bit and it's causing some, you know, chain reaction within his mechanics. And I think that's what pitching coach Mickey Callaway and Kluber kind of identified over this last week, that there have been some delivery flaws of late, and some of that could be related to fatigue, you know, whether or not the pitcher, you know, admittedly feels tired.
The interesting dynamic there is, after Kluber, there's really no worry about fatigue because the Indians have had so much change within the rotation as the year's gone along, guys going up and down and in and out of the starting roles. And then they've been so proactive all year and aggressive with their use of the bullpen that, the starters' innings have really been limited overall. So they got some fresh arms down the stretch, and one of the freshest belongs to Carlos Carrasco, who's just been incredible. In five starts since rejoining the rotation, an ERA under one. Opposing hitters are batting about .190 off of him. So it's starting to be pretty convincing that this guy has finally put together in a starting role after a lot of trial and error.
Yeah, and I think what was most impressive was not only the fact that, you know, he came out and had a, you know, good string of scoreless innings and all that, but, I mean, that was his first three, four outings were almost looked like, you know, he worked with apparent ease. You know, I think what was interesting in the start against the Tigers was he really worked. You know, he gave up 10 hits, struck out 10. I think 7 of his 10 strikeouts came when the Tigers had runners in scoring position. You know, and it just seemed like every inning he gave up, you know, 2 hits, had guys on, was in trouble, and then just really, you know, anchored down and got through the inning unscathed. I think that was what was most impressive since his return to the rotation, was the first time he really was struck with adversity, he still was able to reel things in, settle down, and you saw him show some emotion out on the mound too, which is not something we've been accustomed to with Carrasco. You know, it looked like he struck a guy out and just gave a shout and kind of pumped his fist as he came off the mound. And, you know, it's good to see that down the stretch with the position that the Indians are in, you know, kind of all of a sudden how important he is to that rotation. So yeah, that's been a blessing here down the stretch, one of the better stories within a pretty turbulent season for the Indians, and, you know, obviously one that bears watching down the stretch and then even as we start forecasting to 2015.
Yeah, he's always had great stuff. Obviously the heat, and he's got that sort of backup slider, especially against right-handers, just a nasty pitch. You know, when that's going good, I remember talking to Chris Anthony going into the year and say, you know, there's as good a chance as anything that he's closing games for them at this point in the season, but here he is starting them.
I'm just wondering, you're around him so much. What was his personality in that relief role? Do you think that's affected his personality now in a starting role? Does he approach pitching maybe from a different mentality or mindset than he did before that bullpen stint?
You know, it's funny because he was in the bullpen last year and he was so successful in that role last year.
Right.
And there was a lot of talk of he stopped worrying so much about planning. You know, where when he was in the starting role before, he would spend so much time within the 5 days of studying the hitters and really kind of planning. And almost he made it sound like getting in his own head and buried underneath the scouting reports and things like that. Almost like he had too much time on his hands. You know, and then when he moved to the bullpen, he kind of threw it out the window. When he knew he was only going for one inning or a few batters, he could really focus on just being really ultra-aggressive, pounding the strike zone, pitching to his strengths, and worrying less about the hitter's strengths. And I think now when they found that time frame to transition him back to the rotation, after he did the bullpen role for a number of months, he really was able to get a firm grasp on not only that mentality, but also a routine, you know, and kind of pitching out of the stretch, which you're seeing him do in the rotation right now. You know, so he kind of finally figured out what they meant in terms of taking that aggressive mentality that he had in the bullpen and using it as a starting pitcher. And I think that's what you're finally seeing is him, that understanding of what they hoped he would do over the winter and carried into the starting role at the beginning of the season. Maybe it was better for him to do in the confines of a season without that long break where he went right from the bullpen, right to the rotation, and he was able to kind of really more fluidly have that transition and carry over with that mentality.
Well, here's the bad news. Carlos Carrasco's in trouble because we just talked about him on this podcast. And a week ago, we were talking about Cody Allen on this podcast and what a blessing he's been in the back of the bullpen and finally calming some frayed nerves for Indians fans who have seen so much uncertainty in that closing role over the years. And I mean, it's only natural closers are going to blow saves. It's just that Allen coughed up, two of them in a really pivotal point of the calendar here, coughed it up to Alex Gordon in Kansas City, and the Indians responded and rebounded from that and put themselves in position to win that game when it gets resumed later this month. But, the big one against the Tigers, against J.D. Martinez in what was a 2-1 game in the ninth inning. Is there concern over Allen at this point just from the workload? I know they've been, as we said earlier, they've been really aggressive with the bullpen use, but they've also been careful with the amount of innings. It's a lot of appearances, but not necessarily as many innings as appearances for a guy like Allen. But still, he's definitely been used a lot. Is that something that's a concern here down the stretch?
Yeah, I think it's something that as more arms are available in September, you're going to see more guys take some of those innings that fell on some of the main guys down the stretch. You know, I think that's important for not only a guy like Allen, but because it kind of has that trickle effect. Guys like Atchison, Shaw, Zabchinski, those guys that if they're not being used in certain spots, maybe they can be backed up a little bit and that can ease the workload off Allen. Because I do think not just this season, but last season as well, you know, if you look at how much Allen has worked, I mean, he's been Francona's go-to guy. And the worry, I guess, in terms of recent history with the Indians would be, you know, the guy that comes to mind is Vinny Pestano, who, you know, soared through the minors, became a fixture in the bullpen, was thought to be the future closer, just got worked to death by Manny Acta, and then we saw what happened all of a sudden dealing with drop velocity and injuries and now dropped to the minors and now no longer even in the organization. So, you know, you hope, you know, that's obviously kind of the worst-case scenario of an overworked reliever, and I think the Indians are very cognizant of how much they use Allen and how much he has value to that bullpen, how important he is. So I think it's going to be something down the stretch here where, you know, I think Francona will definitely have that in mind, you know, as he works through the usage and tries to save bullets, especially if they want to continue to hang in this thing and, you know, have those guys available potentially, you know, for October if it gets that far.
One last thing, JB, you know, the offense has had its own inconsistencies, and some of that comes down to who they're playing lately, which is they're playing a lot of young kids, and thrust into prominent roles with injuries or just overall changes. But it does sound like David Murphy is making a lot of progress in his return from the oblique, and he was a really important bat for them, earlier this season. Is that are things looking good for him to return in a reasonable amount of time here?
Yeah, he's going to be starting a minor league rehab assignment this week. You know, kind of worked out with AAA Columbus making the playoffs along with some of the other affiliates. So even though we're into September, you can still kind of navigate a minor league rehab scenario. So I think he's been coming along right on schedule, maybe even a little ahead of the schedule that we thought. You know, when you hear oblique, you know, especially at the time of year that it was, like there was some fear that it could threaten the season. But looks like he'll be back soon. And, you know, with the flexibility of September rosters, you know, even if it's a situation where he can't come back and be the everyday right fielder, you know, they could still activate him and have him available on a part-time basis, which was kind of the idea going into the year, too. You know, they really wanted him to come in and be a weapon against right-handed pitching. And, you know, down the stretch as they ease him in, I would imagine that could be the type of way they handle him. Because they've got so many bodies in that clubhouse now and a lot of young guys, as you mentioned, up from the minor leagues. And I think, you know, the strength has been the pitching lately, both the rotation and the bullpen, and it's taken a lot of the onus off of the offense. I think if it were a different scenario, we might be sitting here talking about what's wrong with this offense and what they can do going forward to fix it. But the pitching's been so good that they've been hanging in, and three or four runs has been working. So, you know, it's not necessarily a formula that works over the long haul, but it's been working over the last few weeks.
Yeah, there's so many emotional swings and sways this time of year anyway. I mean, you win a couple, you're in it. You lose a couple, it looks like you're out of it. So, but the Indians are still in it on measure. You know, you think about Detroit's bullpen issues. You think about, the possibility of Kansas City maybe playing a little tight. Guys who've never really been in the playoff chase before. So, but they definitely need to take advantage of the division games that are in front of them. So, I want to thank Jordan Bastian for joining us. I want to thank you for tuning in. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz. This has been MLB.com Extras, Cleveland Indians.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.